Your Mishnayis Nigoyim, we're up to Perek Zayin, Mishne Dalet. Ha Tilish Simoni Tumah. In case we have a Beharis, and you have Simoni Tumah on it, that you were Mukhlet, you had white hair there, or else you had a Michya there, and you pulled it off. That's called Ha Tilish. You pulled out the two white hairs that you had there. Or else we Ha Koyves a Michya. In case we had the raw skin there, so you were Koyver it, you like burn it, you put a burn over there. And by burning it, you take away the din of a michia, the raw skin. In such a case, over blaisa say you're over love. The pasuk says he shoma benega atzaras lishma miyod v'lasois. That you're not allowed to take away the simen tumah. And now the mishnah says, well, what's going to be latoroi? What about to make him tor because you pulled out the simoni tumah? Depends. Ach lo boitz ala koyin. If you didn't come to the koyin yet, you pulled it out before you came to him. And echnami, you remain tor. The koyin does not see a simen tumah. You remain tor. What's going to be liacharech later? Let's say the kohen already saw the two white hairs, and the kohen paskin that yavadi tomei, and now you go and you pull it out. The locher is tomei, still you remain bitumosai. And some of our shlomen it's only midrabbonin. It's a knas midrabbonin that you remain tomei. On this, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Gamliel, yes Rabbi Gamliel. We asked Rabbi Yeshua that holchin legadvod. They were going to their place gadvod. They asked the shal like this: what's going to be? What's going to be if this person had a beharis and the kohen looked at it and he put him away to lock him up for a week or the second week? And in the middle of that week, now it grows two white hairs, and also he pulls them out before it comes to the kohen. So what's going to be the halacha? So Omer li, they said to me that lo shemano, they did not hear this halacha clearly. Avul shemano, but they heard like this, that ad shaloi bo eitzala kohen tor. If they pull out this simonim tumah before they went to the kohen, before the kohen paskin, that is tamei, he remains tor. The acharach leitoi, tamei. But if he pulls it out after the kohen already paskin, that is tamei, then it does not help. So the churush should be the same thing here also. That you betech hesker, the kohen did not paskin that you tamei yet. So even though the two simonim grew, but since you pulled them out, the two hairs before you went to the kohen, the churush you should remain with the din of hesker, you tor, you're not mukhlet. So now it says, his chalti mevilem reis. I started to bring for them proofs. And these proofs are not brought down to the Mishnayis movie, it's brought down to Sefto. But he started to bring a proof to what he said. Now the Mishnah says, Echad oimim b'fnei ha-koyim, where the person now is standing in front of the koyim, at the beginning, when he first comes to the koyim with his nega tzaras, the echad b'teich hasger, where he was already put away for a week already. So, tohor achi tamenu ha-koyim. Now, if he pulled out his simonim, these two white hairs, even if he did it in front of the kohen, but as long as the kohen did not paskin yet that he's tamei, senechnami, then he remains tor. Now, mi'emusahi terosai, how does this person become tor in the case where the kohen first saw the two white hairs and they paskin yet that he's tamei, and then he went and pulled them out? So now, how could he become tor? He doesn't have any white hairs, but there's a knaf that he has to remain tor, tamei. So how could this person become tor? So Reb Lezer says, "Lekishiyavolad leneger acher." He has to wait till another neger comes upon his body. The yitamimenu, and it becomes tor from that neger. When it becomes tor from that neger, he'll also become tor from his first neger. However, the chom say, "Ad shetifrach bekulay." The chom say, "No. The only time we become tor is if the neger tzaras spreads upon bechol gufay." Then the locher is that he remains tor, because that will be a loch, even if he didn't pull out the simoni tumah. If the nega spreads out his whole body, that makes him tor. Or else, oyat shetismayet barat megris, or else you have to wait until that first nega tzarat, that nega becomes less than a gris. That's the only way he become tor. The kolzman, it does not become smaller than a gris, and echnami, the tumah remains, even though he doesn't have the simoni tumah, that's the knas, he remains tummy. Mishnehei. Somebody had a beharis, a white spot on his skin, and he cut it off. So, tohoira, the locker is, he is tor right now. And we're talking now what happened, shloi b'miskav, he didn't have kavon, it happened by mistake. So locker then he becomes tor. The dash in the post says, kol yimei asher nega bo yitmo. But not then, the Torah's kind of dashins, but not day that it was cut off. What's going to be though, kotzus of miskavon, he cut it off with kavon, he cut off the white skin, the white spot. So now, Rabbi Lezer says, "Liki shivolod le neger achar v'yitomimenu." It's like a knaf that remains tummy right now, and you have to wait until another neger grows on his body, and when that neger becomes tor, That's when you become tor from the first one. The chom and the chom say no. The chom may know the knasis remains tomi leilam at chetifrach kuloi until he has a tire that the neg is spread throughout his whole body. Now hoy sub roish orlo. Let's say the nega was on the tip of his orlo b'mokam amila. They didn't have a mila yet. So no alach yimol. You have a right to make the bris mila. Even though they're making the bris mila, being over lab, you're cutting off the tsaras. That's the klal of essay is doicholay sasei. You have a right to do the mitzvah of mila, even though it means to be doicho the lav of yishama benega hatzaras. Yeah, perek shemini, mishnalef, ha poirech min hatomei tor. It means first the person had a nega that was muchla to become tomei, and after that this nega tzaras spread over his whole body. That's the pasuk kuli hofach loven salochur is tor. That the pasuk says groa koin vinei. Kisra Taras is called the Sarah Vitoras and Nega Kulihop of Love and Toru. That's a simon tyra, the fact that Nega now spread over his whole body. What's going to be Chosru Boy Roshi Evorim? Later, though, it went away the Nega from the Roshi Evorim, the tips of his fingers, of his toes. So Tomei, then he's back to his Tumah. That's not considered now Porach Bekula, since the Roshi Evorim were uncovered like. Do not have the neger by them. Achetismayet bahatmit gris. He remains tummy now until the neger becomes so small that it's smaller than a gris. What's going to be min hator? Let's say at the beginning he had a neger that was tor. In the case, let's say first the person was tummy because he had some money tumor. He had two white hairs there. Then the two white hairs went away, so he became tor. And then the neger now spread over his whole body. That's called min hator. Then Tomei, that he's Tomei Mishrim Pisyoin. Now the mice is Nega spread, he'll become Tomei. What's going to be Chosru Boy Roshi Evorim? Tomei Achetachsa Behartoi Lekemoisha Hoysa. You could see now the Roshi Evorim without the Nega, and the Nega is becoming smaller. Still you remain Tomei, because still there was a Pisyoin. Achetachsa Behartoi Lekemoisha Hoysa. Until the Beres comes as smaller as it was at the beginning, without any piss, without any spreading, then the tumor would go up. The kol zaman is a spreading, so it has tumor machmas the pisyon. Mishneh Beis, beheres kagris. Let's say you have a beheres, a white spot, the simen tumor, the size of the gris, uvo michyo kadosh, and inside this beheres, there's this raw skin, raw meat, the size of a kadosh of a lentil. Tzalach riz yotomei, that's a simen tumor, the Torah with the kain was machmas, you'd become tumor. And later, porcho bakuloi. And later the behera spreads over the whole body, excluding the michya. V'yachakach, and then later. Hol chloi ha-michya, then later the michya goes away. In other words, that the nega spreads even over the michya. Or else, oishol chloi ha-michya. Let's say first the michya, the raw meat went away. V'yachakach, porcha b'kuloi. And then this nega tzara spreads over the whole body, is tor. Thus considered that it was porach minatonei. And therefore you remain tohor. Even though it does not happen with Vasachas, it happens a little bit later, still you remain tohor. What's going to be no doloi michya? Let's say after the nega was porach spread, and then the raw meat came. So tomei, then you become tomei. That's a sim tomei, even though you have a pricha that's metari you, but if the michya comes later, you become tomei. What's going to be nolod loy say eleven? Let's say also after the nega spreads over the whole body, then you have white hair. Sirat samachlekis. Reb Yeshua metame. It's a simen tame. Even though you have a pricha b'kuloi, still you tame. V'chachomim metame. The chomim say no. That you, since it's a porcha b'kuloi, the say eleven is not a simen tameya. Only a michya is a simen tameya, but not a say eleven. Mishnah Gimel. Beheres uvor se eleven. If somebody has the size of a gris, a white spot, the beheres, and he has white hair, so chura the kain was machatim to come tomei. Then later porcha b'kuloi. Then the nega spreads over the whole body. So afal pisha se eleven kaimoi. Even the white hair is still there. The ma'aser tor becomes tor since it's a pricha b'kuloi. It's metayrim. And even according to Bishu in the Mishnah before that says that you tomei. That's only where the say lovein came after the pricha. But over here is moida kanchetor, since the pricha came after the say lovein. See, the Mishnah says tor. what's going to be Beheris of Ophisium? Let's say first you have the Beheris the size of the gris. Ophisium starts to spread. Now, so you became Tomei. Then Parthob Kuloi. Then it spreads over the whole body. So also Tor, you remain Tor. That's also called the Pricha Minatuma, that you remain Tor. V'chulun Shechozu Ben Roshi Yevorim. Let's say later though the Beheris is not on your whole body, it goes away at least from the Rosh Yevorim. Harahim Tmeyim. Now Lamais is not called the Pricha Bekulai, therefore you remain Tomei. What's going to be Porcha Bemiktsosai? Tomei. Let's say it only spread over part of your body. So that's a regular Pisyon of other than your Tomei. Porcha Bekulai Tor. Let's say it spreads over the whole body. Then you become Tor. And again, that's the Chiddush, even though it wasn't Babasachas Rapim Zechazeh, still the Pricha helps to make you, keep you Tor. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Kol prichas rosh yevorim. Anytime the nagel like is spreading over the whole body, and that's going to make it tor, and it has to spread over the rosh yevorim, also the tips of your fingers, your toes. Sheve prichosan tiru, that because it spread over, it was metai what was tomei before. So tiru tomei, means since it was first tomei, now when it spread, it became tor. Yichinol kishayathru tomeim, if it again becomes uncovered, meaning the nega, the white spot goes off the Rosh Yevorim, so it's not considered it was Porach B'chol Gufoi, and then you become Tomei again. Now, Kol Chaziras Rosh Yevorim, every time by the Rosh Yevorim, if the Negev comes back again, Shebechaziroson Timoi Tor, that when it came back, so Kishechatimu it Tor, that if it comes back again, that you see the Rosh Yevorim, so again there's no Pricha, so in returns, the Torah becomes Tomei again. Now it's not called Parcha B'kol Gufay. So the Chiddush Mishnah is like it says later, that Nischasu, let's say no, becomes covered again. Is Torah, then it does become covered. It does become Torah, because now it is called the Pricha B'kulay. And again, Nisgalu, let's say again now the Rosh Yevorim become uncovered, means you could see them without the Nega. Tomei, it goes away, the Pricha B'kol Gufay becomes Tomei. And that's the Chiddush Afilu Meyipom, even though it happens 100 times. So again, that's the Yisoid. At first the Kohen pronounced you Tomei because of the Nega. And then the Nega spreads over the whole body, even the Rosh Yevorim, you become Tor. Then when it goes away, even only the Rosh Yevorim, you become Tomei. And then when the Nega comes back again over the Rosh Yevorim, again you become Tor. And if it goes away, you become Tomei. If it comes back, you become Tor, even 100 times if it go back and forth. Mishnah Hei, Kol HaRoyil Letame B'nega B'heris. Anything that's fit, like the Or HaBosu, your skin, if it has a white spot there that you have a Tumas Nega, so Kol HaRoyil, any part of your skin that's Royil Letame B'nega B'heris, Ma'akev Esapricha. This halacha that later, if it spreads over the whole body, you become Tor, it has to spread over every part of your body that could become Tomei from a Nega on the Or HaBosu. It has to spread over all your skin. But kol she'enu ruah l'tamei b'nega b'heris, any part of your body that cannot become tamei the nega b'heris, let's say your head or your beard, it will have later. So then the pshat is enu makav esapricha. When the nega spreads over the whole body, even though it doesn't spread over your head or over your beard, still you would become tor. The kids that the pricha b'kulu is mitar you, it has to go over all over your body, any part that could have a tumor of a nega. Ketzad, what's the case? Where's the case where it spreads over the whole body? So it has to spread over all the skin of your body. It doesn't have to spread over not your head and not your beard. Ba'ashchin, ba'michva, uva kedach, if you have a fever in the body, hamordim. She says, it means to say that let's say you have a shchin or a michva, can you have a bang on your skin that ruined the skin there? Or else you had a burn, or else your fever burnt up the skin, and the skin did not become heal, did not heal up yet. That's called mordim, and it's still giving off its liquid. So in such a case, that skin is not fit to have a tumas nega, because it didn't start to heal up yet. So therefore, the pricha does not have to go over that part of the body. So even though there's no pricha, it didn't spread over that part of the body, still you could have the tyra of a pricha. What's going to be though, Chozer HaRosh V'Azokim V'Nikrichu, let's say later you became bald on your head or your beard, And now you could have a negat saras on your head, on the bald spot on your head, or on the bald of your beard. Or else, hashchin v'yamichva v'yakedach, the shchin, the part of your skin that was wound because of a wound, a hit, or else it was burnt, or else the heat of your body burned it up. V'nasu tzarevis, and now, nasu tzarevis means it started to heal up. There is a small krum of a skin over it. So you have to know, tahirim. Still you remain tor. Meaning to say, even though right now the neg is not on this part of the body, which is fit to have a tumas negoyim, but since at the time when the neg is spread over the whole body, at that time when it spread, when the kohen said you tor, all parts of the body had the nega, and these parts of the body were not fit to have negoyim because there was a shchin there that the skin did not heal, or else your head, at that time you had hair. So even though later on the hair goes away, the shchin heals up, still you do not become tamei. Once this het of pricha was chal, does not go away. These places are not makib anymore. Porcho bekulay. Let's say it's spread over the whole body. Avoloy dekechatzei adosho hasamach l'rosh l'zokin. Let's say the neg at the beginning spread over the whole body, but you're only missing a chatzei adosho that's near the head and near the zokin. So it come out, did not spread over the whole body, and therefore you're tamei. Or else lashchin lamikvu lakedach. Yeah, so because of that, you remain tamei, because it didn't spread over the whole body. Now, chosur harosh v'yazokim v'nikruchu, that's the lady you became bald on your head or your beard, or else hashchin v'yamikvu v'yakedach v'nasu tzarevis, or else this shchin on the body, where the skin was ruined, or else it was burnt, or else the heat of your body did it. Now the skin starts to heal up, there's a thin layer of skin over it. Even though now that first chatzi adosha that was left over, that did not have the nega there, was not called porcha bekulay, now it's porcha even on that chatzi adosha. Afal pi shenasu mekoyim hamichim, in the first clear skin, who now becomes a peris. So the chure, really before, this would have been considered a pricha bechol gufay, but still right now, tamei, still you remain tamei. Because here your head became bald already, or else the skin of the tzaras started to heal already. So now this makom is also fit to have a beharis. So if you want to have the heter of porcha bekula right now, it has to spread even on these places also. And since it didn't spread yet on these places, therefore tamei still remain tamei. Achetifrach bekulay. Until right now at the time when you want to have the heter of porcha bekulay, with this beharis spreading over your whole body, it has to right now spread over every part of the body that's fit to have the tumas negoyim. And since right now it's fit to have it even on this your head or on the beard or on the place of the head, the head place of the beard, or even on the shchin and the michvin and the kedach, therefore you're not going to remain, you won't become tamei till it spreads over all these places. So that's the difference. If at the beginning it wasn't fit, so the pricha wasn't every part that was fit, so the head was chal. Even later, those places become healed up. So what? But over here, that the heter wasn't chal yet. Now we want to be chal. That's to be spread over the whole body. Mishnah Vov. Shtei beharis. Let's say a person had two white spots, two beharises. Achas tamei v'achas tahira. One spot was tamei, it was white enough, and the other spot was not white enough. It was a little bit darker. It was not tamei. Or else, in a case, tahira means it stayed 2 weeks the same way, didn't get worse, so Kohen passed in its store. And now, porcho mizulazu, they start to spread one to another. Doesn't make enough mina whether the tomatic one spreads in the tahira, or the nega that's Torah spreads now over into the one that's tomei. So since it spreads one to another, it's considered like it's vadai tomei now, because there's a pisyon here. And now, v'yachakach porcho bekuloi, then this nega continues spreading throughout the whole body, is tor. That's considered porcho minatome, that you become tor. And the chiddush is in the first place, even though it could be started to spread from the nega tyra, so then that's not called a real tome, because there was no pisyon yet, and then since it's porcho bekuloi, maybe you still remain tome. So the chiddush is no, that since first they met together, it was porcho mizulizu. So we consider the Torah Dikanega as if it's bottled to the Tomah Dikanega. And therefore we consider the Tomah Dikanega one as if it's spread. So therefore, first halacha we paskin that he's tamei muchlat, he's bade tamei. And now when it spreads over the whole body, that's halacha kula hafach lovan, that you become tor. What's going to be if these two nigoyim you had was bisvosa hel yoyna bisvosa tachtoynoi? One was on the top lip, one was on the bottom lip. Rels bishtetz boisov on two of your fingers. Rels bishtay risein of two of your eyebrows, one on the top, one on the bottom. Safa pishim udubokim zeb zeven, though when you close them, they're like attached together. Veneer and kecher looks like one. Tor, again, that's the same malacha that we consider these two negoyim as if they're considered like one. And therefore, there was a pisyon first. And therefore, later when it spreads over the whole body, it's called kuloi hofach lovam. But locher is you remain, you become tor. What's going to be porcha bakula? Again, you first had a nega that it was tamei. Then it started to spread and spread over the whole body. Avaloi baboyak. There was a white spot on your body. A boyak means it was a little bit darker, so it's not a simin tamei. But it was a white spot. Still, you should know tamei, you remain tamei. It's not called porcha bakuloi. Since the white spot, the nega, did not spread over the whole body, it didn't spread over this boyak. What's going to be also chosru by roshei avorim kimin boyak? Let's say after the nega spread over the whole body that you became tor. Now by the roshei avorim, by the tips of your fingers or your toes, it becomes now kimin boyak. Means it's not that white anymore. It's a little bit darker. That simin is not a simin tameya. Still tor. Still you remain tor. That's a chiddush. That here, since the heter was already chal, so it's not called, the tumah comes back again, since it's still the color of a boyak. At the beginning, when the nega has to spread, it has to spread over the whole body. And if it doesn't spread over the whole body, it leaves over a boyak, then you're still tummy. The other chiddush is, though, once it's spread over the whole body, the nega, that you became tor. Now, when it starts to become uncovered, like the nega goes away, if it didn't go away completely, just it came down to the color of a boyak, Yishno, you still remain Tor. What's going to be Chosru bo Roshi Evorim Pochus Michadosha? Let's say after the Nega spread over your whole body that you were Tor, now at the tips of your fingers, the Nega goes away. It's Chosru goes away, but only Pochus Michadosha. So shall we that the Tumor come back or not? Shurabi Meir Metamer, Meir says yes. Now Lamaisa, you don't have a Pricha B'kol Gufoi. It's not spread over the whole body. Senechnami, therefore the Tumor comes back. The Chachom and the Chom said, "Oh no, boyak pochus mikadosho simin tumah batchila, but v'yein simin tumah basayif. No, that is boyak or else pochus mikadosho. That's only at the beginning when the neg is first spreading over the whole body. It's only mitariu if it goes over the whole body. If it leaves over even a pochus mikadosho, it's not mitariu. But once the tire was chal, and now it becomes clean like part of your body, only." But if only a pochus michadosha, the neg goes away from, see, he holds, still remain tor. That's not called the simitum yet. That's lashon of b'chomayim and boya pochus michadosha simitum abatchila. At the beginning, first to give yourself the tyrant, your tyrant is not chal. It's not called porcha b'kulay. But v'yein simitum of a saif. If the het the pricha was already chal, and now you want to take it away because a pochus michadosha became clean from the nega, that's not matariu. That's a chom shita. You need at least the size of a chadosha to make you tummy again. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Habo kuloi lovin. Person that first comes to the kohen, and his whole body is spread with this nega. The nega's over the whole body. So locher is yaskir. Still the kohen has to lock him up. Like a regular locher, a person comes with a hair with the size of a gris. Because the halacha is even though spread over the whole body, but b'tchilosa, it's not mitari you. Say for the kohen has to lock you up and wait for another week and then 2 weeks. What's going to be in the meantime? Let's say two white hairs grow on your body. So halacha is yachted. Now the kohen passes that yivadei tamei. What's going to be his chirushtein? Let's say both of them turn black again. Or yachas men, or else one of the two. Or else, they both become too short. They don't have the size long the length they're supposed to be. Or yachas men, or else one of these two white hairs become too short. So the simen tumah goes off. It's as if now you don't have the simen tumah. So you're lachal like you're back to where you were before. Now what's going to be nismach hashchin l'shteyim? Let's say the Shechin became close to both of these white hairs, or liachas minerals to one of them, and now the pshat is that the white hair is not cooled in the middle of the nega, so it's not anymore simin tamei anymore. The saros are not b'toich ha-nega, but rather it's near the Shechin, or else hikif ha-shechin eshteim, the Shechin went around both of these two white hairs, or yesachas min or one of them, or chilkon or else chilkon. We also divided the two Saris in between, whereas the Shechin went in between them. This also makes it now that these two hairs now are not in the same Nega. So therefore, there's no Mesimin Temeya. Or else, or Yechilkin, it divided how to do either HaShechin, or else some Michias HaShechin, the raw meat that comes upon the Shechin. Again, the Shechin is where you had a wound on your body that the skin got ruined, and then the skin started to heal up again. Or else HaMichio of Reburn that was on your body. Or michias ha-michva, and then there's some raw meat growing on this michia, or else we have boyak, or else a boyak is a white spot, but it's a simin Torah. It's not dark enough, it's not white enough to make it tamei. So if any one of these things happened that divided up the two hairs or went around the hair, so it takes away the simin tamei, and therefore you remain tor. What's the lacha though now after you put the kohen pasmet you tor? Now, now raw skin grows on the negator, on the beharis, that's a seven to meyer, or else I say a love, or else now another two white hairs grow, so tomei, now you become tomei. What's going to be loy noilud loy loy michia of loy say a love? Let's say it did not grow no michia, no raw skin, or else no say a love, so tor, of course, treat the remain tor the way you were before. Now the Mishnah says, v'chul in all these cases, Shechozu b'hem roshe yevorim, hari elu k'may shehoyu. So in the case where you were Torah before, and now again the roshe yevorim became uncovered, like you did not see no more neger over there, see the locher is, you still remain Torah. Since the Torah was not because it was porcho b'kuloi, but the Torah was because tam, you're not tamei. You started out that you were porcho b'kuloi, you went to the kohen, and you masked 2 weeks, nothing changed. So you became Torah. So now even though part of the Nega goes away and you see the Rosh Yevorim, so what? Here you still remain Torah. It was only the Mishnahs before that the Tyre was because of the Pricho. Then we say when it comes back again, you become Tomei. But here, since the Tyre was not because it spread, it was just time you had no Simen Tomei, so I Rehen Kamosho, you still remain Torah. What's going to be Porcho B'Miktsos? Let's say now it spreads over part of your body, Tomei, because that's the Loch of a Pisyon. Let's say you start out with a nega the size of a gris, then it's spread out, so pshita, you become tamei. What's going to be parcha b'kula? Let's say it spreads over the whole body, and areyu tor, then you remain tor, that's locha, parcha b'kulai, you remain toho. Mishneches, in b'kulai parcha kachas. Let's say, beginning when you first came to the kohen, you had the nega ready spread over the whole body. And we had the mission before, the Kohen asked, like, watch you for 1 or 2 weeks to see if anything happens to it. Mitoicha Torah, the law was that you were Torah before, so Tomei, you remain Tomei now. Meaning to say, let's say later, some of the Nega goes away, and then later it spreads again. So Lamaisa now, that's called Mitoicha Torah, that you were Torah, now it spreads, you become Tomei. But Mitoicha Tumah, let's say for some reason, first you were Paskin, that you were Tomei Vadei, and then it spread over the whole body, that's the locha, then you become Tor. This locha, Porcho B'kul, is only Mitoicha Tumah, that you become Tor. But Mitoicha Tor, it's only like a Pisyon, you become Tomei. Ha-Tor Mitoich Hesker, Potem Min Ha-Priya. Means somebody that first came to the Kohen with a Nega, in the size of a gris, and the Kohen locked him up for 1 or 2 weeks, and nothing happened. So he made that his Tor, now he becomes Tor, that's called Ha-Tor, you become Tor, Mitoy Cheskev, and being watched for 2 weeks, support them in Ha-Priyo, or Min Ha-Priyo, or Min Ha-Tekalachas, or Min Ha-Tziporim. You don't have the Tumas and Mitzaras, you don't have to rip your clothing. That's called Yepoto Min Ha-Priyo, or Min Ha-Primo. Means Kolzaman, you're only Muskor, there's no Chiv now, that your head should be uncovered-like, and your clothing you should cover. You should rip your clothing. Or then you have to have a haircut, you have to bring Tziporim, the birds, but mitoicha hechlet, let's say first the Kohen paskin that you were vadei tomei, you had simone, say 11 or michia pisyon, and then you become Torah, so then Chayim Bekulim. That's a locha that now the Mitzaras, he has to have the God of Yeprum, he has to rip his clothing. For Rosh Yeprum, he has to let his hair grow. And then he has to shave off all his hair from all his body. Then he has to bring Shnei Tziporim. That's called Chayim Bekulim. V'zeh v'zeh mitamim bebiya. But both the person that has Tumas of Hesko or Tumah Huklat, when he comes into the house, he's Matam, whatever comes in, Shemitzor B'ol Abayis, whether he comes in, both B'mei Hechlet, B'im B'mei Hesger, he's Matam everything inside the house, B'in Odin, B'in Kelo HaNitzoyim Shom. That's the halacha. Here, the Hilchus Tumah doesn't make enough Gemino, whether it's Matoich Hesger or Matoich Hechlet. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Tes. Habo kuloi lovin. If somebody comes to the Kohen Lechatchila and his whole body is full of white, uvoi michya in the middle of the Beharis, he has a michya. The michya, all along with it, we're saying a michya means raw flesh. Really, it's loved after raw flesh. It means really healthy flesh. That there's healthy skin in the middle that doesn't have any color on it. Doesn't have a color of white. Uvoi michya kadosh, it has the size of the kadosha. So therefore the Kohen was machat him, say, as vade tamei, and then later, porcho b'kuloi, then even this michya, this healthy skin in the middle of the beharis, also turned out to be white. And then, the achaka chosu b'rosh yevorim, and then later, the tips of his fingers became like uncovered, meaning the tzaras, the beharis, went away from them. So what's the halacha now? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Kechaziras roshei evorim bebeheres gedolah. Meaning to say, now that the roshei evorim, one is godly, you can see them, so it has the locha like a regular nega, and therefore the remain Torah. Since at the beginning, you were not tomei because of pircha, it wasn't because it spread that you became tomei. You first became tomei because there was a michya. Then when the michi goes away, so you remain tor. Now even though it's nizgala, the Rosh Yevorim, so what? When do we say if the parts of your body become clear, that you become tomei? That's only if the tire was through a pircha, that it spread over the whole body. But here your tire was not because it spread, but just because the michi went away, so you still remain tor. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah Weimer, kechaziras Rosh Yevorim bebeheres, kitano. He holds no, he holds we consider this first, as if when you first came to the Kohen, even though you had lovin' all over you, but there was one spot that was still clean. And then later, when that spot got a nega, it's called like this porcho, it like spread. So that's the reason why you became tummy. So now, when the nega goes away from the Rosh Yevorim, you become tummy again. It's like a regular nega katana that you started off with, that spread over the whole body, that made you Torah. And now, when the spreading goes away, you become tummy again. So according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, you would remain tummy. Now, Mishnah Yud. Yesh mara nigoy la kohen v'niskor. Sometimes if you zoros, if you go straight to the kohen first, you gain on the deal. V'yesh mara mafsid. Sometimes you show it to the kohen your nega and you lose out. Kate said, how does it come out? Mi show you mukhlat. Let's say somebody was mukhlat, means he has a beharis, and he had white hair on it, or else he had michi, he had the healthy skin in the middle of it, or else piskin, or else started to spread. For hocholem simone tuma, and then the simonim went away, the white hair went away, the pisim went away, and the michi went away. He was about to become tor. So now lohispik la rois la kohen, he didn't have enough time to go to the kohen yet. At sheporcho b'kuloi, until the nega now spread over his whole body. So locher is tor. In this case, he gains on the deal that he remains tor. Why? Shilo hera la kohen hayatomei, because if he would have showed his nega first to the kohen, that the kohen would have paskin first that you tohor, and then it would have spread over your whole body, you would have become tomei. But now that you do not show it to the kohen, so the kohen did not paskin that you tohor, so you still remain tomei. Now that the nega spread over your whole body, that's a simen taira. So this is the case that since you did not show it to him so fast, You gain on the deal. But if you would have showed it to him very fast, you would have been mafsid, you would have lost out. Now, Now, beheres v'yein bo klum. Let's say you have a beheres, and it's just on a white spot on your skin, and the v'yein bo klum, there are no simoni tumah. Lehispik laros l'koin, you do not get around to show to the koin yet, at sheporcha b'kuloi, until the neg is spread over your whole body. So now when you first show it to the koin, he sees it over your whole body, the locher is tumah, you remain tumah. In this case, you lost out. Because shilu heru l'koin ha'yitor, if you would have first showed the nega to the kohen, so you would have passed in your musga, you had to be locked up, watched, and now if it spreads over the whole body, you would have become tor. So sometimes you gain, sometimes you lose out by not showing it to the kohen right away. Now we're up to Perek Chi. Mishnah, ha-shchin v'ha-michvo mitame b'shvuechot. Talocha v'yave shchin or michvo, that's again that the skin becomes ruined because of a bang or because of a burn. And then it starts to heal up and there's a thin membrane of skin over it. And you have a nega there. That's called Ashkin Bermichva. So Matam Yon Matam Bishwechod. We've only locked you up for 1 week. And after 1 week, if it stays the same, you become Torah. Now, Bishnei Simon, there are only two Simon that can make you Vade Tomei. Either Bisei Eloven, if white hair grows there, or else if a fistian, if it spreads at the end of the first week. But Mich, you don't have. If the skin becomes healthy in the middle, for that you don't. There's no simon tumeya by a shchin or a michve. Now, what ezel hashchin? What's considered a shchin? That's called locker bait. You were hit by a stick, or bevin with a stone, or begefes. That's the psoilus of the zaysim of the olives, or bemei tferia, or else with the hot water even of tferia. The chiddush is even though these last two things like burnt you, still. Since it's not because of fire, anytime you got a wound on your skin that ruined the skin, as long as not through the fire, it's called the shchin. What's called the michva burn? Michva begachela sabremetz, where you get burnt through a red hot coal, or else the hot offer. Remetz means the hot dirt that was through the hot ashes of the fire. So the klal is kol shumach maseish. Anything that's through fire, zui michva. If fire is what called the skin to become burnt up, to get become makah, then it has a loch of a michva. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah beis hashchin v'yamichva ein mitzorfim zem zeh. You can't put the two together. It means if you have a chatzi gris of a shchin and next to it is a chatzi gris of a michva, then now mitzorfim is like a sheer gris and you're not tamei. Since the Torah calls these two separate parshias, the name is styrofoam zelazer. V'yein poishim zelazer, and it doesn't spread from one to the other. Meaning to say, first you had a gris, they had a gris, a shchin, the size of a gris. And also you had the size of the gris of a michveh. They were close to one another. And then one nega spread into the other one. It's not called a pisyon, and they remain tahor. Like the pisyon, the spreading of a shchin has to be over a shchin, or the spreading of a michva has to be over a michva. Let's talk about now where this big spot on your skin was ruined because of the burn or the bang, and then there became a white spot on it. So the pisyon has to be that the white spot spread over a shchin, and it can't go into a michva. It's not called a pisyon for the shchin. The same thing the Mishnah says, v'yein poisim liyor haboso. Let's say you have a shchin, and you have this skin there, and you have a white spot on the skin, and now the white spot starts to spread, but not on the shchin, but it spreads over to the healthy meat. To healthy skin, that's called v'yein poishim liyor habosor. It cannot spread over to the clear skin, because that's not a shchin. It can only spread on the shchin itself. Now, v'loy or habosor poishim l'seichon. Let's say there was a neger on the or habosor, you had a beheres there, and started to spread, and spread into the shchin. That's also no good. As a regular beheres has to spread on regular healthy skin, and the shchin has to spread, the beheres on the shchin has to spread onto the meat, onto the skin of the shchin, cannot spread onto the yor habosam. What's going to be how you murdered? Let's say you have the shchin or the michva, that the skin first was hit, and it did not start to heal yet, but rather the murdering is still given off, it's lechus, it's not healing yet, then toirim, then there's no simen tmeya on a shchin or michva yet. What's going to be though also krum keklipas hashum? Let's say a small membrane of skin started to heal, even the size of a klipa of the peel of a garlic. That's also zuhi tzareves hashchin hamur b'tayra. That's called the real shchin. That's called tzareves, means this light layer of skin that started to heal on the shchin. That now, if you see a beheres, you see a white spot there, you'll have a tumor of a shchin or a mikveh. That's what the Torah is talking about when you have a mikveh or a shchin. Now, what's going to be chozru b'chayu? Let's say the shchin of the mikveh healed up completely. The skin is like normal again. Afa pisha mekoyim tzalekis, even though there's a little scab there, it's nickel like there was once a shchin or a mikveh there. Still nidoyin and kor habosom. Now it has a loch like regular or habosom, and if a new neged comes now, it have a regular tumor of a regular or habosom. Mishneh Gimel. Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer. The yes Rabbi Eliezer. What's going to be the loch of mishalsu toich yode beheres kasela? Somebody had a beheres the size of a cello. The toich yode means on the calf yod on his palm. Umakoymoi tzareves hashchin. Meaning the whole place where the beheres is, that's a tzareves hashchin, meaning first the skin there was wounded through a bang, and then it started to heal a little bit, that now it has a tumas of a shchin on it. But the beheres covered up the whole place of the shchin. So what do we do now? Om lehem yasgir. So Rabbi Lezi answered back to Chum and said, in such a case, yasgir, still you have to lock up this person for a week to see what's going to happen. Why? What are we afraid about? It can't spread anymore because this beheris is over the whole skin of the shchin. It's over the whole shchin, so it can't spread. If it spreads more, it won't have a tumor anyway. So why should we lock him up for? So legadil, they say like this, legadil say lovin and aruya. To say that white hair should grow there, that's not a mokum on the palm that white hair grows. So if we're not afraid of white hair, lepis yuneinu poisa. To be afraid, maybe it's going to spread, it can't spread, because it's going to spread the shchin onto or habos, that's not tum like we had before. And here this beheres is covering the whole shchin. Olemichyena matama, and let's be afraid in the middle, the skin will become healthy again. That's not a tumma by shchin and by mikvah, so why should we lock them up for? Nothing can happen. Omalehem, yes, Reb Lezer says back like this. Shema tichnois. Let's be afraid maybe that the nega will become smaller. The beheres will first become smaller, and then betifsa, and then it'll spread, so there'll be a pisyon who become tamei. Like maybe he'll become smaller at the end of 1 week, and the kohen will make him tor, and then later he'll spread again, become bigger, so he'll have to make him tamei again. That's why we have to lock him up now to see what's going to happen. Omru lois, achom zabat rab leza, baloi mekoime kegris. What? In other words, achom are asking, what's going to be in a case where the whole shchin is only the size of a gris, and the beheres now showed up on this shchin? So why should we lock him up here? Like if it becomes smaller than a gris, so it's torn completely, and then if it spreads again over the gris, it's like a new nega, so you won't become tummy right away. So in such a case, why should we lock him up? Like nothing can happen over here. So Amalem Reb Lezer said, in such a case, lo shemati, I did not hear clearly, what would be the halacha? Lo shemati. No, some farshim say means he didn't hear a reason, but the halacha is still a yol, he asked, still you have to lock him up. Oh, Amalem Reb Yudah ben Beseira, alamid boy, let me explain to you the reason why. Oh, Amalem, he said, im lekayim divichom hein, omaloi. If you're coming to explain what Chum said, very good. Meaning to say, if you want to say a reason why you should lock him up, very good. Omaloi, say it. But if you're going to say a reason that you do not have to lock him up, then I'm not going to listen to you. You might as well not say it, because I was in the cover for my Rebbe that you do have to lock him up. So, omaloi, shema yivolo lo shchin achar, chutzalo. The reason why we should lock him up is like this. Because maybe a shchin will come outside it. Again, there'll be a ruined skin there. And then, then this nega right now, this beheres on the first shchin, may spread over into that shchin. And then it would become tamei. So that's a reason to lock him up. Or my Lord, he said back to him, you're a big chacham, that you explain the reason, Taka. What's the reason? Again, when you start out, you had a shchin. Again, like we said, that skin was ruined, either through a hit or through a burn, the size of a gris. And now a beharis, a white spot, and after the skin started to heal a little bit, that's when you could have a tumah shchin. Now a white spot came over that whole gris. So shalom was, what's the purpose of locking them up? Nothing can happen, can't spread. There's no white hairs there. So what's the purpose of locking them up? So the answer is yes, because maybe right next to it, there'll become another shchin, that his skin will be ruined there. And now if this beharis spreads over into that shchin, you become tamei vaday. So that's the reason why we have to lock him up, even though the first beharis is covering the whole gris of the shchin. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Asiri. Mishnah. Hanisokim mitame b'shnei shavuos. Hanisokim, that's when you have a bald spot in the middle of your head, or the bald spot in the middle of your beard, that the hair just fall out over there. And the mokim is kagris, move like a square kagris. So this tumah is for 2 weeks. You have to lock him up 1 week and then lock him up a second week. So mitame b'shnei shavuos. Well, but the chiddush here is, if he locks up a second week and it did not change, he becomes tamei vaday. And also b'shnei simonim, there are two simonim that make him vaday tamei. That b'sayut so, either if like gold hair grows, two golden hairs grow there, yellow hairs like gold, and dark, has to be very thin hair, or the fistian, or else if it spreads, it also metamiyu. Now, b'sayut soyev dark, what does that mean to say thin, golden, yellow hair? So, Charles, what does the word dark mean? So, some say it means lokoi kotzer, means that it's short. It's shorter than the other hairs. Tivir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechonam Avinuri Yoimer Afilu Arach. No, even if it's a long hair, still it could be dark. And why? Because dark then doesn't mean upon the length, but dark means upon the width. It has to be very, very skinny, very thin. And Amr Rabbi Yechonam Benuri, Mahaloshen Oimrim, dark makel zeh, dark akona zeh. The people say it's a thin stick. It's a thin reed. You see, it has to do with the width and the thickness and the thickness of it, not the length of it. But as a very thin one, they call a dark makel, a thin stick, or dark corner, a thin reed. Dark lokoi kotzer, or dark lokoi yoruch. Notice they don't mean to say whether it's long or whether it's short. That's not what they mean. When people say a dark, they mean to say it's thin. Siros Materis says, they say it's so dark, means to say they're thin hairs. Doesn't have to lot to be short, it could even be long. As long as they're thin, that's also simin tameya. Om Allah Rabbi Kiva says back, Achonu lemeidim in akono. Why, like you learn out from akono, from the way people call reeds, nilmid min haseir. Learn from hair itself. Dak sarasha ploini. When somebody says his hair is very dark, dak loki kotzer means to say that it's very short hair. Loi dak, if it's not dak, means to say loki means aruch. The people talk about the hair, they call it either short hair or long hair. So Kitzur of Kiva learns when a Torah says there's a simen tuma of nisokim of sayitzov, dak, that means that it's short, shorter than the other hairs. Mishnah Beis, Sayyid Sov Dak Metame Mechunos. That if you have these two hairs of golden yellow hairs, that's Metama by Nesek. It's Metama where it's Mechunos, where the two Cyrus are next to one another, or Mefuzer, whether they're spread out, one of this sort of Nesek, one of the other sort of Nesek, or Mevutzer, whether the Cyrus are in the middle of the Nesek, means to say it's Mukav, it's surrounded around with the Nesek, or else Veshloi Mevutzer. Even if it's not surrounded by the Nesek, but rather these two hairs are at the end of the Nesek. It is still its Tamei. Hofuch, v'shaloi hofuch. Doesn't make enough meaning which came first, whether first came the Sayyatsov and then came the Nesek, or whether the Nesek came first and then the Sayyatsov. Not like white hair, that there it's only if the Beharis came first and then it turned over to be white hair, but over here by the Nesok and by the bald spots in your head or in your beard, it doesn't make enough meaning whether the yellow hair was there first or it came later. Both ways, it's a simin tameya. So, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Eina mitam elohofuch. Shimon holds no, it's only mitamo, only if the sayer was nefach bolitzov, means that first the nesa came and then the hairs turned yellow, just like the white hairs. Omrim Shimon says like this, Bedino, I have a svara kavachayna. Mayim say love madukh by the white hair, by a regular neg on the bosar. Shane say acha matzah miyodoi, no other hair protects it. Still, because even though you have some black hair there, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have two white hairs, it's metame you. Still, ain't a metame lehofer, it's only metame first the neg of the beharis came. And then it turned over to be white hairs. Is say it sov over here, by this yellow here, this gold here, dot. She say your acha matzah miyodoi. If you have other here there, it's not called the nesek, it's also matzah you. Because we have two black here there, it's also matar you. The pasuk says, the say is shocher rain, but there's no other here there, only the say it sov. If so, ain't a din isn't the svar to say shlo yitam el hofuch, that it should only become tomei if first the nesek was there, and then the hairs, the two hairs turn yellow. So that's Rabbi Shimon's svar. On this, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, komokim shetzorach lema hofuch, omer hofuch. Wherever the Torah means to say hofuch, that it has to be the nega there. First, the Torah says it. Abul ha-nesek, but here by Tumas Nesek, Shneva, but the pasuk says, lehoyu boi say it sov, metamei, hofuch v'shlei hofuch. Here the Torah doesn't say clearly that the nesek has to be there first. It just says that there was not, v'lehoyu boi say it sov, there was no yellow hair. Mashmah, if there is yellow hair, yitamei, it doesn't make enough mino which one came first. That's a beauty svar. Now Mishnah Gimel. Hatzameyach matzo miyad say it sov, or miyad ha-pisyon. Meaning if it grows now black hair in the nesek, you have a bald spot on your head, and now it grows there black hair, so that's matzah, that saved you from tumah, even though you have, say it so, you have the yellow hair there, or even though miyad ha-pisyon, even though it started to spread, still the black hair is matzah you. Mechunas, now these two black hairs, whether they grow together, or mefuzah, whether they're spread out this side, that side, mevutzar, whether they're in the middle of the nega of the nesek, v'shlem mevutzer, whether they're at the end of the nesek, they're not in the middle of it. V'hamishoyer matzah miyad seyer tzahov. V'hamishoyer means it was left over, you have your bald spot there, but there's left over two black hairs there in the middle of it. So that's matzah you, miyad seyer tzahov, even though two hairs turned yellow there, miyad apisyon, even though it started to spread. And again, these two hairs are left over, whether they're mechunas, whether they're together, umafuzu, whether they're spread out, umavutsa, whether they are surrounded by the nesek. But v'yeinu matzel min atzad achiye rochuk min hakomo mokom shtei saras. Meaning that if you have two black hairs in the middle, it's matzel, that's only, it has to be a little bit rochuk, far away from min hakomo, meaning you have a bald spot there, so the hair that's still around it, you have to be inside the bald spot, at least rochuk, away from the outside here, mokom shtei saras, the place of two hairs, how they grow on your head, that's how much inside the white black hairs have to be from the end row where the hair still grows. It's in the middle of your head, you have a bald spot. Now inside the bald spot, you have to have two black hairs, that's matzah you. Now those two black hairs have to be inside the bald spot, at least two saras inside it. Now, achas tzuhuva v'yachas shechoro, achas tzuhuva v'yachas levoino, eino matzilas. Let's say one is yellow and one is black, or else, then eino matzilas, they don't save you from the tumas of the nesek. The nesek we had before is metamiyu, even though you have no beharis there. It's only a tyro if you have black hairs, two black hairs. There you only have one black hair and one gold, or one black and one white. That's not matzah you from this tire of having two black hairs. Now Mishnah Dalet. Sayyid Sohov Shekodem Esanesek Tor. Let's say before the bald spot came altogether, first you had there some yellow hair. So that means nothing. You remain Tor. Rabbi Yehudim and Tamir Yudhals know, just like we had before, that even though the Nessa comes first, or the Sayyid comes first, here also, even though the Sayyid Sov was here before the Nessa came altogether, still you become Tummy. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oymer loy metame v'loy matzil. No, he holds it's not metame and it's not matzil. Mean to say, true, it's not metame you, since there's two golden hairs we had before the netzik. But it is not matzil, it's not metare you. It's not like two black hairs. If two black hairs would be there, that would be metare you. Here, it's not metame, but who are it's not matzil, doesn't protect you either. Reb Shimon Ar Shimon says, kol shein es simin tuma banesik. No, any type of hair that's not a simin tumah. Now, if these golden hairs are not metamiyu, so adin, it's harayu simin tayra banesek. It's considered like two black hairs were left over. Then echnami, you would be remain tor because of those two hairs that were left over from before. As if you hold that these two golden hairs that were here from before is not a simin tumah, so adin automatically they remain a simin tayra and you remain the tor. Mishnah Hay. Ketzad Magalchen es Nesek. How do you shave off the hair around the Nesek, the bald spot, at the end of the first week when you come to the Kohen? The Pasuk says, V'roa Kernes HaNegev Yom HaShiri V'ina Leifosa Nesek V'lohoyu Boi Seyatzov. If the Nesek did not spread, there is no golden hair there. So the Pasuk says, V'izgalach, you have to give a haircut there. V'yes HaNesek Lo'igaleich, but you do not cut the Nesek itself, and the Kohen locks you up for another week. So how do we give him the haircut? Ketzad Megalchen. It says, Megaleach Chutzalo, you have to shave all around the Nesek. Or Maniach Shtei Sarah Samach Loi. But the two hairs that are growing all around the bald spot, that you still leave over. But you shave off all the rest of the hair up until the bald spot. And the two hairs around the bald spot, two hairs like the width all around the bald spot, that you still leave there. Kidei she'en nikirim posa, so you'll be able to tell if at the end of the next week does it spread or not. Now, hechlita b'sayit, so let's say it grew there two yellow hairs, so you are machlet, you are tomei vadai, and then holach sayit sov, and then the golden hairs go away, and then v'choza sayit sov, then the golden hairs come back again. So soon see the din is that you are chayz l'tumah, and the Kohen does not have to like pronounce you again tomei. You automatically again tummy. And b'chein b'pisyon, the same thing that happened now when the Seyot Tzorv went away and then later came back spread, that the Nesek started to spread. So also, your tummy vaday. Now, b'tchila, whether this happened that you first had your Seyot Tzorv at the beginning when you first came to the Kohen, that right away he passed in you a tummy, or else b'sayu shvua rishon, whether it first happened that at the end of the first week, that's when the golden hairs grew, or else even b'sayu shvua sheni, even if it first grew at the end of the second a week. So the Kohen Pasmet Yavadi Tomei, then that's the Chiddush, even though it goes away. Then it comes back again, we say Yavadi Tomei Kibatchila. And even Liachar Aptur, even if it first comes back again, the Sayer, even if first comes the Sayer Tzov, after the Nesek went away after 2 weeks, and the Kohen Pasmet Yatohor, then the two Cyrus of Sayer Tzov grew, so the Machlet Yu. And then it goes away, and then it comes back again. The halacha is in all these cases, Hareyu Kamei Shehoyo. You have the same halacha like the way you were before. Meaning to say, just like at the beginning, the Kohen Paskin Yom Muchlat, Yavade Tamei, even though then the Simonim go away, but later when the Simonim come back again, you have a din of Vadei Tumah Kamei Shehoyo. Then the Mishnah says, the same halacha is what's going to be at the beginning, Hechlita Befisyon. First, when he came to the Kohen, after the first week, they saw that it spread, the Nesek, so the Kohen Paskin Yavadei Tomei. And then, V'holach HaPisyon, the spreading goes away, meaning to say the hair grows back again, to where it was the first place. And then, V'chozer HaPisyon, then it comes back again, the Nesek spreads again. It's the same halacha, that Yavadei Tomei, now the Kohen doesn't even have to pronounce it, automatically Yitomei. And the same thing, whether V'chein B'sayet Sov, whether, not that the Pisyon came back again, but rather now, after the pisyon went away, it grew there these two yellow hairs. Now again, whether this happened, the pisyon first, b'sayv shvua rishon at the end of the first week, or else b'sayv shvua sheni at the end of the second week, or else even liachar aptur, then the Kohen Paskin Yavadei Tomei, and then it goes away, and then again another simin tumah comes back, whether it's either the pisyon, or else to say it. So alacharis, harehu k'may shehoya. Again, you have the same malacha the way you were before, you are muchlat to be tummy. The Mishnah Vov. Shnei nesokim zeh b'tzad zeh. Again, you had two bald spots on your head, one next to another, and each one of them by itself had its own shear of a gris. Now, the Shita Shel Seyer Ma'asekes B'neim. There's one row of here that divides the two, so it's not called one Nesek, but it's called two different Nesokim. Now, what's going to be Nifratz Mimokim Echod? Let's say one place, the hair falls out. So now the Hefsek, the Mechitza, takes away. Still, Tomei. And then not still, but I mean, you become Tomei now, because for sure, one of these two Nesokim like spread. Even though we don't know which one, but one of them spread, and therefore it's a pisyon, you become tamei. What's going to be mishnei mekaymis? Let's say it's nifras, like on two different parts of this mechitza, the hairs fell out and became bald, so there are two places that the two nisakma are attached, then the locker is tor. And if shat is, because since it's opened up on two places, it's sitted like one big nesek. And since it's sitted like one big nesek now, so you have two black hairs in between, that's the locha. When you have a nesek and you have two black hairs there, that's matzio that makes you tor. Now, kama teheya pirtza, what's considered a pirtza that's opened? Mokam shtei saras, has to be two hairs opened. Nifratzi mokam echa kagris tomei. So again, see if it opened up on two places, even though each place is only the size of two hairs, that makes you tor, it's like one nesek. But if it only opened up in one place, even though it opened up the size of a gris, still, it's sitting like two different esakim, and one of them spread, therefore the din is you remain tamei, or you machted now, you become vadei tamei. All right, we'll stop here, continue on.